Welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast with me, Kathy Love. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. Join me for cutting-edge interviews with leaders in the allied health and business fields, along with plenty of practical content that you can use to make your business practice perfect. Hello, it's Kathy Love here. How are you? I have some time now in your ears and got a few things that I'd absolutely love to chat about. So what I've kind of noticed around the world is that people, business owners, mere mortals, are emerging from hibernation, from what has actually been a truly just mind-bending 2020 so far. And really and truly, only the best of 2020 is yet to happen in the months in front of us. So as people are coming out of the lounge room, coming off the couch, kind of finding some shoes to wear to work, business owners in particular are sort of getting back to the office and ripping off the cover sheets and dusting. And I know that there is a lot of disinfecting going on and cleaning and tidying up and removing this and distancing that and removing all the second chairs and so on and so forth. So there is kind of this this energy around of getting practical things done and getting ready for the next phase of a business. But there's also sort of quite a lot of questioning going on, it seems. I wonder if you've noticed that as well. There's a lot of questions about, well, what do I need to do? What's the best things for me to be doing now as a business owner? Kind of looking around and sort of wondering, well, where is my business? Where is my business at right now? What sort of business manager do I need to be going forward out of COVID-19? There's also a bit of thinking and questioning going on about, where are my team? Who's in the clinic today? Who's at home today? Who's on the road today? Rhythms and predictability around team and team task and team flow seems to be a little disrupted at the moment, completely understandably so. Then there's also questions about how are my team? How is everybody individually and collectively in how they're coming out of the pandemic intensity that we have witnessed? And I'm also getting a sense that there are also questions about how are our clients? Where are our clients? Where are the clients that were taking a break? Where are the clients that are wanting to come back in? Where are the clients that want community-based services, workplace-based services? Where are they? How are they? And, you know, there's a few business owners out there who do have gaps in the calendar. And so they are wondering about even where their new clients will come from in the current health economic environment out there as well. And the biggest question that we are getting on our side of things is, where are my finances? Where's my budget? Where's revenue? Where are expenses? And how do I kind of go about getting that back on track or getting back into those rhythms of working with the external team, working with the bookkeeper? How do I reset the budget after this? Oh gosh, it's end of financial year as well. I've got to do all of that stuff for the 2021 financial year as well. So there's a lot of questioning, it seems, about where is, how are, how do I get this next piece done? And that is sort of sitting with a taking stock. There's a little bit of a wait and see attitude, which always makes me nervous. I'm not always a big fan of wait and see on the business front, but there is a spirit very much of wanting to roll up the sleeves and get into it and to really look at how business owners can reclaim 2020. Very much looking around head above the parapet. What's next? What do I need to be doing? What can I be looking forward to? How can I position my business to navigate the economy that we're kind of just starting to get glimpses about what the economy might be looking like in the short, medium, and long term as well? How on earth do I kind of position my business and my marketing in what is a maybe a fragile, maybe an unsettled market? It may not be in the niche that you serve as well. How do I navigate the challenges I've got now? How do I navigate the challenges that I foresee kind of coming up in 6-12 months time as well? And I guess the question or the piece that I love the most is, well, how do I navigate the opportunities I've got in front of me? And I would be popping telehealth into that basket of goodness as well. So lots of questioning going on, lots of what ifs, where are, lots of how to kind of questions. I wonder, love to know. I wish we were all in the room together. I would love to know if this is kind of resonating with you and where your business thinking is at right now. Certainly, it has resonated and lit up our inboxes and lit up our communication systems, both with our current clients, but also with people who are really interested in what we do and jumping in for power call conversations. So for this very reason, for these very motivators, for these very needs that we are hearing about, we have flipped our calendar like everybody else, and we are bringing our private practice online conference forward from the end of 2020 right now to July 24. And we have given this online conference the theme of accelerating business prosperity. So there has been some hibernation. There is also now an opportunity to put the foot on the pedal, to get really kind of going and getting some heat under the what ifs, the where ares, the how tos, so that you really are positioning your business as best you possibly can to navigate the economy, to market in an unsettled environment, to mitigate and roll with challenges, to optimize and leverage opportunities going forward as well. So this is our fourth online conference, and it is by far in a way the most comprehensive program that we have delivered to date. And as always, we have the most sensational lineup of speakers. We've got the guys from Nookle and Core Plus and Power Diary coming in to join us. The founding owners of all of those businesses are speaking on their passion topics. We've got Natasha Hawker, who will be speaking on all things HR and employment. We've got financial specialists. We've got marketing specialists, all sorts of amazing people that really tap into, I guess, three kind of four main categories of what ifs, where are, how to questions. And first, the first stream, if you like, is very much about business management. And more than any other online conference that we have run, we are pulling in the big guns on all things finances. We have Michael Pollard, who is an accountant, incredibly experienced and wise, and specializes in the allied health and medical field, support for entrepreneurs and self-employed. We have Angela Pollard, who is an exceptional financial planner. We have Chris Stenhouse, Leanne Wilshire coming in from PBS to uncover those secret tips and high-performing tricks in zero that no one knows about that can actually change the game as well. We're also kind of bringing in perhaps a different sort of focus regarding the people in the business, your beautiful good self included. We're, as I mentioned, bringing in Natasha Hawker, who will bring us absolutely up-to-date information about the HR laws as relevant to the COVID-19 scenario. We're recording her presentation absolutely last minute so we can capture everything relevant that business owners need to do. I'll be presenting about team togetherness and how you recruit, retain, refocus your gorgeous team. We're also bringing in Jill Crooks, who is a psychologist who will be speaking about mental wellness right across the team, the value of EAP programs, and how, as a business owner, you can provide the best possible mental health awareness, the best possible mental wellness care for both yourself and your team as well. We've also got Shane and Angelina Saunders coming in to talk about energy management, personal energy management. I also will be talking about how to dial up the best possible version of you for positioning your business and team and clients to really be progressing towards prosperity as we come out of hibernation. And perhaps more so than any other conference, did I just say that a few minutes ago? I think I might have. Never mind. We have a range of marketing topics. We have a specialist, Anna Osherov, who specializes in marketing for events. I know so many people are wanting to get online events going, getting face-to-face events going, and this is often a little bit of a sticky bit. How on earth do I sell the tickets? How does all that happen? What does it look like? Anna is sharing all. We have other specialists in online marketing, offline marketing, and I'm even introducing you to members of my team, Letitia, members of our podcast team. Lyndall is coming in as well. I get asked a surprising number of times, well, how did you do your podcast and how does it work and blah, blah, blah. So I'm just really happy to share my team with you if it means that it gets you thinking and gets you positioning your business to just absolutely surf the 2021 financial year. So you'll meet some of my team as well. We are also going to be talking about, I guess, service delivery models a little bit as well. I want to be talking about how you could perhaps be rethinking, reimagining service delivery models post-COVID, whether there are some other income opportunities out there that you might have had a little bit of a touch on when you're perhaps working from home and in that more virtual landscape. And Chantel Robards will be in to talk about the NDIS and any relevant updates there and then, the value of audit, how to get through audit, all of that good stuff as well. So it's an interesting program. There's 14 speakers and counting. We've added a couple more just this week so that we can absolutely help you guys out. So it is a big program. That's why we give you 30 days to play in the sandpit and 30 days for you to pretty much design your own learning program to meet your needs and your business needs. So you can pick and order and dance around and get the content you need as and when you need it. But we do have on July 24th a whole live day. I will be facilitating that entire day live, and we have some ripper topics to get going with. We're going to be starting out with, you know, really setting the scene of what we've all lived through and what it actually means to be able to accelerate your business towards prosperity as largely defined by you. I'm also going to be talking about that topic of viral impact, you know. What can you be doing differently with your service delivery models? Where are some other income opportunities out there that have been lit up a little, perhaps in the 6 months experience that we've had to date in 2020? And I guess on that note, I would love to just drop you in a little tip here. One of my favourite books is by Keith Cunningham, The Road Less Stupid. And these may not be his exact words. They also might be his exact words now that I think about it. Never waste a crisis. So let's just pause on that for a minute. And what I'd love to suggest is that as business owners, you actually pop some time into your diary to do a proper debrief, a proper analysis of what the pandemic has created for you. And quick little framework, and this is a framework that we use in our business, but what have the positives been? there will have been positives in this whole COVID-19 scenario. What are the negatives? What's been interesting? And what are your learnings from this experience? Okay, never waste a crisis. Schedule a proper debrief with yourself and potentially use the framework of positive, negative, interesting, learning. Then, if you feel it's right for you and your business, take the debrief experience to your team and really get them to be generating their content and ideas and thoughts and comments and questions under those four headings: positive, negative, interesting, learning. I am very confident in saying that you are going to be in for a absolutely wonderful, impactful conversation. And I suspect it will be a great conversation that you will be able to revisit, and you as the team leader and the business owner will very much be able to learn from as well. So don't be shy. Book in a debrief time for yourself and then take it to the team as well. So back to a little bit more about the Private Practice Online Conference. 14 speakers, a ton of topics getting into financial management, business finances, but also your personal finances. Remember, we've got Angela Pollard coming in to make sure that your personal money is working hard enough. And Angela will also give us a little bit of a glimpse, I suspect, about what the economy is going to be looking like in the next little while. We're also getting into leadership, team topics, mental wellness topics, energy topics. And those HR laws, goodness me, got to know them. Also getting into marketing so that those calendars are absolutely lighting up. How to use events, how to get your curiosity around podcasts, online, offline marketing strategies. And you're going to be meeting some of my team, which I'm absolutely so excited about. Chantel's coming to share up the latest in NDIS. And Yanni Sapanos and I are going to be having a chinwag about telehealth and the future of telehealth going forward as well. So I guess I want to kind of just, you know, offer as many introductions to people as I possibly can. I'm bringing you the most incredible people, or plenty of the most incredible people I know, who can help you navigate the next 6 to 12 months. And we're giving you a really interesting dynamic learning platform with which to engage with me live on the day, June 24, but you're going to have a ton of fun on the platform with all of those other presentations and the functionality of all of that as well. We can't think of anything more that we can be doing to absolutely help allied health business owners accelerate their thinking and their confidence and their business performance towards a position of prosperity going forward. If we were in the room, I would absolutely be asking you the question and looking for your replies to this. How's your 2020 vision looking? If your business is anything like ours, we kind of wiped the whiteboard clean about 2 months ago. And that's okay. We're agile and creative, just like you are. And we reset many, many aspects of the business. We totally reset our calendar as well. And I've been working really tightly with my team, my mentoring team, my in-house team, to reposition, reclaim 2020. And us, just like you, we are accelerating towards business prosperity as well. So how's your 2020 vision looking? I know it's not the one that you sort of signed up for, but it's, you know, how's it looking? Hopefully not too shabby. Hopefully you're starting to get some meat on the business planning bones so that 2020 is optimized and that you're stretching your energy right forward to the whole 2021 financial year as well. So as that planning is tumbling out of your head, how are you going to do it? How will you actually accelerate your business prosperity? See, right now, I would just love to see hands shooting up in the room and comments flying and whispers around the tables, but I'll just have to kind of get it telepathically. Is that a word? Okay, all good. So how's your 2020 vision looking? How will you accelerate your business prosperity in this environment, in this economic, social, emotional environment that we find ourselves in. So if you are wanting a hand with all of this, I hope you're wanting a hand with all of this. If you're wanting a hand with how to kind of reset the 2020-2021 vision, come and join the Private Practice Online Conference. If you're wanting to really learn with some of the absolute best people that I know, some of my team, some of my external advisory team, you are welcome. Just come along and join us at the Private Practice Online Conference. And we are absolutely here right behind you every step of the way. We totally get the position you're in. We totally get the challenges. Perhaps we also totally get, and maybe we see a little brighter than you right now, the opportunities for a reclaim and a foot to the pedal to really accelerate all things allied health business across 2020, 2021. Right, I'm going to leave you with that task of setting the vision, figuring out how to, and you are absolutely welcome with my arms out wide to join us at the Private Practice Online Conference. We'll see you then. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. For show notes and other resources, please visit practicemadeperfectpodcast.com. While you are there, you can subscribe for future episodes and continue your business adventure with me. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues. The Private Practice Made Perfect podcast is brought to you by Experts on Air Podcast Network.